Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, 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 guys. You know what time it is. There's no need for long introduction. You know what time it is. You know what day it is. It's Friday, currently 7 p.m. or 19:00. And we are live on Radio Africana. I welcome you to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, I'm your host, Esther. Welcome, guys. Welcome, welcome. Guys, how have you been? You know, as the caring host that I am, life is not all about, you know, me. You know, I care about you a lot. How you doing? Has work? Has school? Has family? Has your mental health? Has everything going on with you? The good thing is, even if it's going well, even if it's going bad, Memes and Minds were here for you to always cheer you up every Friday. You know the vibes. You know. Well, if you want to know for your host, I'm good. Be chilling. Surviving. That's what, if anyone asks me, how are you doing? I just say surviving. Because this life, at this stage of our life, we are literally surviving. We are surviving. In as much as we're enjoying, we're trying to put our life together, we are still surviving because it's not easy, honestly. But yeah, so shout out to everybody out there trying to, you know, put one or two things together. And I hope that we all achieve our goal and our dream. Amen. Thank you. Guys, without further delay, let's get right into the business of today. You know me, like getting straight into it. Recap from last week. I spoke about, or for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about self-discovering, knowing things about yourself. I lay emphasis on passion because your passion will always drive you to discover things about yourself. And then I went to talk about the challenges that comes with you discovering yourself. It's not easy. Like, self-discovery takes time. It's not just something you just wake up and, you know, you're getting on with it. It takes time. As you grow, every birthday you celebrate, you learn things about yourself. Each day of your life, you learn things about yourself. Even if you don't even, you might not even know, you might not be aware, but some, you just know, oh, okay, this is what I'm gonna add to my value. This is what I'm gonna add to my standards. So yeah, self-discovery does take time. And then there are challenges that comes with self-discovering. Being misunderstood by people when you've discovered something about yourself and you're like, okay, this is what I want to work towards. And then people are like, what are you doing? But one thing is that if you're so sure about yourself, if you trust your gut, if you know that, okay, this is what I'm going to go for. And then whatever people say, or whatever people do, even if they judge you or they misunderstood you, you're still standing your ground. Okay? So self-discovery is something that we need to embrace as young people, as young minds. Okay, we need to embrace this, and then we need to be self-aware, because sometimes even when there are sometimes that we've learned new things about ourselves, we don't even take it that serious. We just kind of like ignore it. So we need to be aware. We need to have this self-awareness. Okay, so whenever you've discovered something about yourself, you need to work towards it. If it's a good thing, if it's a bad thing, you want to cut it off. If it's a good thing, you grow on that. Okay. It takes time, self-discovery takes time, but there's benefit ahead, okay? Now, without going, you know, driving away from that topic, self-discovery, I'm going to be talking about knowing what you want for yourself. I feel like knowing what you want for yourself and self-discovery, they work together, okay? Knowing what you want for yourself, I'm going to be speaking from experience because I'm sure you lot have been there. Okay, we've been there, we've done that, we've experienced it, and we're still going to experience it, because knowing what you want for yourself, it's not just you discovering something today and you're, okay, this is what I want for myself. You keep growing, you keep learning, Okay, so self-discovery and knowing what you want, they work together. Because as you grow, you keep setting standards for yourself. You keep setting new goals for yourself. Let's take for instance, let's say due to an experience I've had, I'm like, okay, for me to do something next, I need to, you know, set my priorities right, set my standards right, set my values right. Okay, that's me discovering myself. That's me learning something about myself. Okay, and because I've set that standard, because I've set that goal, I then know what I want for myself. Okay, knowing what you want for yourself can either be in your friendship, your goal, your relationship, your values, your lifestyle. And you know one thing about, you know one thing about knowing what you want for yourself is that you always stand on business. So whenever anything happens, whenever that's why when I was talking about, you know, why young people, that episode when I talk about why young people find their pressure to make it at a young age, why we are being pressured to make it at a young age, I lay emphasis on influence, like being influenced by either social media or your friends, your peer group. And then I said you can choose what you want to be influenced by. Honestly, no matter the pressure, no matter the influence, if you are standing on business, you are standing on business. If you tell yourself this, it doesn't align with my purpose, doesn't align with my lifestyle, then no matter what anybody tells you, no matter what, you are standing your ground. Okay, and that's also relating to knowing what you want for yourself, because you know what you want for yourself. You know what you want for yourself. So no matter what anybody says to you, no matter what they do, you are standing your ground. Because you obviously know what you want for yourself. Why am I talking about this topic? The reason is because most people, or some young people that I've had like conversation with, you know, if you ask them, what are your plans like in the next 1 year or 2 years? They're like, I don't even know. Like that answer, it's just like, oh my God, like it ring bell for my head. Like, come on, don't say that. You're 22, you're 21, you don't know what you want to do with your life. Are you joking? Come on now. Now, I'm not saying you have to figure it out at that point. You need to figure out at a particular age. Like I said, self-discovery takes time. As you keep growing, you learn new things about yourself. Okay? But you always have to have that basic plan. That you should have that plan in your head that, okay, at least I know, okay, this is what I'm going to do, even if I'm not 100% sure, but then there's a plan on ground. Not that you're like, oh, you're going with the flow of life. Come on. A few years ago, I used to have this quote that I was like, that I always stick to, romanticizing life. That quote actually means whatever life gives to you, you just take it. Whatever life gives to you, you just take it. I think that was my Instagram bio. My Instagram bio, romanticizing life. And then I sat down, oh, you know me now. Whenever I'm thinking is when I'm sitting down, obviously. But then so as time went on, I started discovering things for myself. I was like, okay, me having that quote in my head that I am romanticizing life, I don't think that's helping me. Do you know why? Because I have this mentality, or I had that mentality that whatever life throws at me, I'm going to take it, which is not supposed to be. Listen, whatever life throws at you, take it, number one, and then make good use out of it. What I used to do based on that quote is that whatever life gives me, okay, even if anything is not working on my own end, I'm like, okay, it is what it is. You gotta move on. Even if things are not going where, it is what it is. You gotta move on. No. I changed that mentality ASAP. I was like, no. If life throw me bad thing, I'm not gonna take calm now. If life throw me poverty, I can't stand up, work and make money now. Honestly. No, think about it. And like I said, when you ask some young persons, what are you doing with your life? They're like, oh, I'm just living the life, whatever life. Don't tell me that. Whatever life throws at you, there's this statement that goes, if life throws you a lemon, make a lemonade or whatsoever. I have that quote. Till now, so my bad, guys. I'm not good at quotes, you know. Not 100% good at quotes, you know. But yeah, if life throws you a lemon, make a lemon juice out of it, you know. That's that for that. But anyways, when life throws you anything, okay, let's use normal fruit. When life throws you unripe orange, let it ripe and make orange juice. What I'm trying to say in summary is that if life throws you anything, make the good use of it. I know that there are some stages in our life where we're like, oh, we're giving up, we're depressed and whatsoever. Bro, I sometimes in my life, I'm like, oh my days, I'm done. I'm like, oh my God. It happens. It does happen. It does happen when you feel like, okay. I'm not trying to give it motivation. I'm just stating fact, guys. I'm not good at motivational speaking. I'm stating fact, okay? There are times in our life when we are like, okay, we are done, because we're depressed, because nothing is going well, things are not working well, and we're like, okay, I want to end it. Okay, no, let's not do that. It does get better. Trust me, it does get better. It does. Okay. Now, what does it mean to know what you want? Now, this particular topic, I've always had it in mind to talk about for like a long time, because I've always had it in mind, but I'm just waiting for the perfect time. And then when I spoke about self-discovery for the past 2-3 weeks, I'm like, okay, I think this is the right time to talk about knowing what we want for ourselves as young people. Some of us, we don't know what, come on, we're going with the flow. No one's going with the flow, girl. No one's going with the flow. Know what you want for yourself specifically. Don't, you know, because oh, somebody else is doing it, I'm gonna go for it. No, go for what you want. Okay. Now, knowing what you want for yourself means having a clear picture of what you want. No confusion. Emphasis, exclamation mark on no confusion. Like, you literally, you know, when you have like a picture, like a realistic picture, you've painted a picture, you can see it clearly. It's not in your head. You can see that. That's how having a clear vision is. You're not like you literally drawn what you want to achieve in the next 5 years, but then you have something in your head. You can visualize it. You can think in your head and say, okay, this is what I want for myself in the next 2-3 years. No confusion. There's no state of you. There's not that state of, oh, I'm not sure. Let me just do it like this. Let me just say, okay, this is what I want to achieve in the next 1 or 2 years. Let me just know what you want is that there's no confusion. There's no confusion. Okay. It also means knowing things that matches your values. 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 Your value. My value is different from yours. Your value is different from mine. Clock that. Everyone's values, they are all different. Okay? If I tell you this is what I'm standing for, this is what I believe, it doesn't necessarily mean, okay, that's what you have to believe on. That's what you have to add to your value or your standard. It's different. What works for me might not work for you. What works for you might not also work for me. Okay? Knowing what you want for yourself is knowing things that matches that value. Okay? It also means having clarity in all areas of your life. In your lifestyle, in your relationship, in your goal, in your values. Literally everything you are doing. You have clarity. And that's what I'm always talking about. When it comes to influence, when people tell you, do this, because everyone is telling you, do this, you're like, okay, might as well just do it because everyone's asking me to do it. What if that thing that they're telling you to do doesn't match your value? What if it doesn't match your lifestyle? Think about it. I understand that, okay, maybe people around you, they're trying to look out for you. They believe, okay, this is the best, that might work for you, but at a particular age, you should know that, okay, this is what I want. So even if anybody tells me to do this, I'm standing on business. Okay, having clarity in all areas of your life, like you are sure 100% sure. Okay, now I like this word, Google Map. When I was you know, drafting that, like, today's topic, I had this thing came to my mind, Google Map. Knowing what you want for yourself is like you having your life's Google Map. Like, it directs you, it tells you where to go without confusion. Even if our actual Google Map these days, maybe it was when I didn't know how to use Google Map, shall. When I just landed in the UK, oh my days, I used Google Map, and Google Map showed me pepe. Nah, Google Map did me dirty, honestly, because obviously Nigeria, I don't use Google Map. Like, if I'm going somewhere, I just easily get directions, I guess, or just ask people around. But in the UK, literally do the things you want to do yourself. So I was introduced to Google Map. My friends were like, okay, use Google Map whenever you're going anywhere. And where was I going? I think I was going for an appointment. Yeah, I think I was going for an appointment just to get things done and some sort of things like that. And I think it was Hapoe, I think. There, I can't remember, it was a long time ago, man. And then I got off the bus, obviously, the map said, okay, get off the bus and then walk. It was literally just 5 minutes walk. But guys, I walked 25 minutes. Hey, God. It was just 5 minutes walk, and then I put on direction. I was walking, and then the Google Map say, take the right turn. I took the right turn, and then the line went straight again. Like it was like, no, you've gone to the wrong direction. Like, you know that arrow, that triangle shape that shows you where you are, where you're facing, the direction you're facing. It was like, go back. I'm like, what the hell? The location that was just 5 minutes, 25. I walked like, oh my days, like I walked in cycles. I'm like, come on. Nah. Maybe, like I said, it's because maybe I didn't know how to use Google Map back then. But then again, other persons said the same thing, that Google Maps showed them pepe. Do you get? But that's that for Google Map. Oh, well, see, the first 3-2 months when you come to the UK is like survival of the fittest, honestly. Nah, I think that's a story for another day. That's another episode on its own. Maybe we'll title that Your Arrival at UK. First three months arrival in the UK. Well, anyway, so that's for that. Back to what we're saying. Knowing what you want for yourself is like a Google Map. It shows you directions, okay? It navigates you, like it shows you your way, where you're gonna go, okay? When you finish a particular course, it tells you, okay, for you to achieve this goal, because obviously you know what you want for yourself, for you to achieve this thing, you have to take this route, you have to further, or you have to, you know, do something else. So knowing what you want for yourself, having a clear picture of what you want for yourself, is like a Google Map. It directs you. Okay? Now, knowing what you want for yourself is working your way towards your goal because you have a clear picture. Clear picture, no confusion. Emphasis on no confusion. Okay? Now, where self-discovery comes in place is that, first of all, since you know your value, I think it all starts from knowing your value, okay? Since you know your value, you learn things about yourself, you get to know more about yourself, okay? And then you start adding to your values, adding to your goals, you know? And then that helps you, it builds your picture. It builds your picture. You set goals for yourself. You tell yourself in the next 5-4 years, this is what I want to achieve. You build goals for yourself. Okay? Having a clear picture of what you saw, of what you want. Guys, trust me. It's not easy to have a clear picture of your goal. It's not easy to finally say, okay, I think this is what I want to work towards. It's 100% not easy. Sometimes you've already started something else and then you have to, you know, move from that career. I'm going to use career. You move from that career and you start afresh because you've now discovered something that you're really passionate about. It is not easy, but trust me, guys, it is worth it. It is worth it. And now, in this life that we live in 2025, being realistic, achieving a goal, sometimes it's not easy. Okay? Even if at this point of your life where you're like, okay, this is not what I want to do. This is not, you know, this is not the life that I want for myself. But then, since you have a clear picture for yourself, since you know, okay, even if the current situation I'm in now is not what I want, but since you know, you have like a clear picture, you work your way towards it. Okay? And working your way towards it might not help you survive at that point. What I'm trying to say is that, let's take for instance, you have passion for singing. Like I told my mom years ago, and she gave me the longest advice of my entire life. Let's take for instance, you've got passion for singing, but you can't pursue singing at this point of your life because you've not got the resources, you've not got the connection, obviously, you've not got the publicity, you've not got the audience. But singing, you are so passionate about singing, but at this point of your life, you've got to survive. You can't just say, okay, oh, because I'm passionate about singing, I'm gonna pursue singing, I'm gonna keep singing every day, post on TikTok with your, and then you get less than 500 views, and then you are hoping that, okay, I'm going to blow one day, I'm going to blow. I'm not saying you not blow, you will blow. But you've got to be realistic. You can't just put all your hope and say, okay, I'm passionate about singing, then let me just focus on singing, when you know you've not got the right resources at that point. If he's doing other jobs, do other jobs to survive whilst you're still pursuing your passion. And that job you might be doing might not be the best job, but then you've got to survive. You can't say because you're passionate about something, you focus, you channel all your energy on that passion, you channel all your energy, you live your normal life and say, okay, I want to focus on singing, when you know it's not going to pay you off. What's going to pay your bill? Is it your 500 views on TikTok or your 200 views on Instagram? No, it's not. You've got to be realistic. Honestly, we've got to be realistic. And as much as you want to pursue your dream, you have to make realistic plans. Okay? And while you are working or you are doing something else, do not ignore your passion. Do not push it aside. Okay? I just thought to say that. Thank you. Now, know what you want for yourself is also being self-conscious, just like self-discovering. Being self-conscious, being self-aware. It's about living your own life and not following the crowd. Emphasis on not following the crowd. Oh my days. Because my friend is doing this. Okay, let me do this. Because my friend is doing that, let me do that. Shut up. Do your own. At least let someone else see you and be like, okay, that's what I want to do as well. Inspire people. And you know what, yeah? In your small little world, trust me, you are inspiring people. You might not know. You are inspiring people. That's how someone walked up to me in school the other day and she was like, oh, I love the way you dress. Your outfit the other day inspired me. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I was like, me that just go to my wardrobe and just carry one outfit and just wear off I go. I'm inspiring you. I was like, okay, thank you. Thank you. So in your own little world, even if you don't know, trust me, people are looking up to you. Someone is out there that is looking up to you. Either in your school, in your workplace, even on social media, even whatever you post, people are out there that are looking up to you. Okay? So don't feel like, say, yourself not small. Yourself not small. Okay? We're all big in our own way or the other. Okay? Guys, I've been talking. Let's go on a little break, and we're going to listen to Free Mind by Thames, because we need to free our mind from the shackles of this earth, guys. All right, guys, I'll be right back.
To fight for my eyes. Fear in my mind is a warning. Pray to the one you're relying. I've been wandering all day. I tried to be fine, but I can't be. The noise in my mind wouldn't leave me. I tried to get by, but I'm burning. I'm behind, my mind it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me. Fighting to give up my pain. Fighting to be on my lane. My mind running to the cannot buy. Send me in love that you cannot mix. One is the joy that you cannot waste, and the other one price that you cannot fix. This is the peace that you cannot buy. Finding a way when you cannot see. Man with this system, he cannot pray. I need to find release. But behind my mind it runs. All these thoughts have troubled me.
Welcome back, guys. You just listened to Free Mind by The Thames. Welcome back. Hope you free your mind. We're ready to crack on. Guys, if you just join us, you're welcome to Memes and Minds with Esther. I'm your host, Esther. You know the gist. If you got anything you want to say, if you got anything you want to share, literally run to my Instagram page at memes_minds_. I can't even tell my own social media handle. Anyways, if you want to call in like live now, You can ring the number 0161-222-9960. 0161-222-9960. Thank you. God bless. Let's get back to what we're talking about. Know what you want for yourself. Why is it important to know what you want for yourself? Quick one. You can easily make decisions. How easy can that be? How easy can that be? Okay, you're at home. Okay, no, you're at home. You're at a restaurant. You go for dinner and they offer you English breakfast. And you know deep down you want pounded yam with egusi soup and cow leg. Tell them, no. Give me pounded yam. You get pounded yam. Bring that to me. Egusi soup with cow leg. Cow leg with bone. You tell, that's you. You can easily make decision. Nobody will force you. How easy can that be, guys? How easy? How easy can that be, guys? Oh, my days. But seriously speaking, guys, having a clear picture of what you want for yourself and know what you want for yourself, you can easily make decision. In the sense that, like I talk about influence, either by your peer group or social media, because you know that this thing that they're telling me to do, it don't match my value, don't match my standards. So you can easily say no without guilt, without feeling guilty, because you know what you're doing. You're doing it for yourself. I'm not saying be selfish. Know the difference, okay? Know the difference. Do not be selfish, okay? But then when it comes to your values, you can easily say no. You can easily say yes, because you can clock it once in your head and say, okay, if I do this, does it affect my plans, or does it boost it? What does it do? And then you can easily make decision. Also, like I said, you don't feel guilty when you say no to things that don't match your value. You don't feel guilty. If somebody tells you to do this and you're like, okay, if I do this, if someone walks up to me and tell me, do you want to smoke or try smoking? Me, smoke. As how now? No, I don't. Because I've clocked in my head, okay, this smoking is not my value. It's not part of my value. So I can easily say no without feeling guilty. That also applies to your lifestyle. That also applies to whatever you're doing, okay? You can easily say no or say yes, because you can summarize it in your head and say, okay, if I do this, does it affect my value? Does it affect my goal? You can easily say no. You can easily say yes, okay? Even when people misunderstand you, you always trust yourself. Like I spoke about self-discovery, the challenges that come with self-discovering, people will always misunderstand you. Because the reason is because they don't know what you're planning for yourself. They don't know what you think, how you think. But because you trust yourself, because you know that what you are doing is for the best for yourself. You know that what you are doing is for the best. So even if people are like, what are you even doing? Is this making sense? Why did you do this? When I switched from, you know, doing nursing, doing science to media, obviously I had, okay, I found it wasn't 100% happy. But me, I trust myself. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. I'm a kind of person that if I've thought about the whole thing, then I'm sure I've weighed the pros, I've weighed the cons. I've like, okay, I know that regardless, I still want to do this thing. No matter what you say in my ear, you say to the left ear and it comes out from the right ear, I'm standing on business. Okay? So when people misunderstand you, you trust yourself. You know that what you're doing is for the best. You trust your guts. Okay? And now you work with a vision. You don't just do things because you want to do things, guys. You don't just do this because, okay, let me just go with the flow. Let me just do it because people are, let me just try. Don't try. Work with a plan. Work with a plan. You can't just get up from your bed in the morning, get ready and head out without a destination, without having anything in mind. Like, you can't do that. Work with plan. You can't get on the bus. You're going to Oldham, but you get on the bus that's going to Openshaw. Why? Because people are getting on that bus. Come on now. No. Do things with vision. Do things with something in mind. Work with vision. Okay? And for you to have vision is by setting your standards, you know what you want for yourself, and then you work towards it. Okay? You are working with and for a plan. Another importance of knowing what you want for yourself. You are working with and for a plan. You are working with and for a plan. You're working with a plan and you're working for a plan. You're working with that plan because that's your Google map. And then you're working for a plan because you have, like I said, you visualized this goal for yourself. So you're working towards it. Okay? Also, you're always thinking about the benefit in the long run. This particular point, you always think of the benefit in the long run. You don't make plans based on the present. You don't make plans because, let me just do it now. I mean, it's going to help me at least for just one day. Think about the future, girl. Think about, if I make this decision now, will it be better for me in a couple of years? Would this make me a better person in the next few years? Where do I see myself in the next few years if I start doing this thing? You think about the present. Sorry, you think about the future, not just the present. Because some of us, we make plans based on, let me just make this plan and get away with it at this point. Let me just, because people are saying do this, let me just do it at least for now. Girl, there's no time to do things for now. There's no time to do things because you want to get away at this point. No. Think about the future. Okay? You are always making plans for the future and not just for the present. Okay? Another importance of knowing what you want for yourself is it boosts and builds your confidence. You go de booga. It builds your confidence. It boosts your morale. Yourself, not small. It boosts your ego. Ego. Ego and confidence, are they the same thing? No, I think ego is like, ego is rude. No, ego is like being proud, I guess. Yeah. And then confidence is just you having like a high self-esteem. I think so. Confidence is like you having aura. You know? And then ego is like you just being proud for no reason, I guess. I think that's the difference. Isn't it? Guys, if I'm saying the wrong thing, just let me know. Correct me. Mm-hmm. We're all learning here, aren't we? But anyways, knowing for yourself builds your confidence in the sense that, like I said, you can easily make decisions. So even if anybody asks you, why are you doing this? You can easily stand your ground and say, okay, I'm doing this because I want to do this, because I know what's right for myself. Okay? Now, when somebody asks me, tell me about memes and minds, you need to hear me when I'm speaking. When I start telling you, Memes and minds. What do we talk about memes and minds? We rant here, we talk, we grow, we build ourselves here. Memes and minds is a community where everyone's been heard. When I start talking, you can see like my face instantly just lit up. Like if someone asks me, okay, what's the reason or the inspiration behind memes and minds? I start telling you, I'm confident in what I'm saying. So any question you throw, I can easily answer because I know what I want for myself. I know what memes and minds is all about. I'm confident. That's you having a clear picture. That's what it's all about. It builds your confidence. So if you're being asked any question, if you're being asked why are you taking this step, why are you doing this, you can easily defend yourself. Okay? Imagine you're doing things because obviously someone else is doing it, and then when they ask you a question, why are you doing this, you start to stutter and say, and because I saw her doing this. Girl, do things for yourself. Okay, do things for yourself. Make decisions based on your own value, not a copy. Even if someone else is like your role model, that's different. But you trying to copy and, you know, try to follow the crowd, it's not it. And I feel like that's what we, the generation, that's what we are doing. We are following the crowd. Nobody cares about what they want for themselves. I do understand that, you know, in reality, it's not easy to pursue your dreams or pursue what you're passionate about. I know it's not easy, but then you have to, you just got to push through, you know. And also, in this generation, people are like, people don't even care about what they're passionate about. They just want to make money at the end of the day, which is actually valid because we all want to enjoy. Nobody wants to suffer now. Come on now. Come on. Everyone just making money one way or the other. Nobody even cares about, okay, am I ever enjoying what I'm doing? Because in as much as we want to make money, we still want to be happy when we have that money. Okay? Chase the money. Chase your happiness. Now, collabo. Happiness and money is a collab. It's a collab in something. Okay? In summary, knowing what you want is like having a Google map for yourself, for your life. Without it, you are just wandering, taking random turns. But when you know what you want for yourself, you have a destination. And even if the journey is messy, you are at least heading to the right direction. Even if it's messy, at least you are going somewhere. Like the day I was going for my appointment in Apple, hey, I didn't know where I was going. Even if I had Google Maps, I didn't know where I was going. But because I know that this appointment, come rain, come sun, I will go for this appointment. I will be present there. As if I found my way. I found my way there. Journey of just 5 minutes turned to 25 minutes. But did I not still get there? I got there. So in reality, it's not easy. The struggle is real, guys. Even if you're in Nigeria, hear me out. Even if you're in Nigeria, you're in UK, you're in Canada, USA, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice, the journey is not easy. I know it's not easy 100%. But trust me, it does get better. It will get better. Just keep pushing through. See, shout out to everybody out there that's trying to make a living for themselves. Shout out to everyone there who's struggling, who's pushing through, even if it feels like the world is coming to an end in your own side, even if the world didn't want to end, not sure, but guys, I told you I'm not good at motivational speaking. Sorry. But anyways, even if the struggle is real, even if it feels like you want to give up, just keep pushing because it will get better. It will definitely get better. Just have a clear picture of what you want for yourself. And then don't be in one position. Try to push through. Learn skills. Try to improve in yourself. Always try to be the better version of yourself. Our youth seminar in my church, VCM, that we had a couple of months ago, our pastor Mrs. lay emphasis on always being the better version of yourself. Spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, every aspect of your life. Try to be the better version of yourself, and trust me, you will grow. You will grow. You will see improvement. Don't just be in one place and say, okay, make I just manage this one. They go, no, they manage. Don't manage, guys. In 2025, we shouldn't be managing. We should not be managing. Let's try to be the better version of ourselves. In whatever you do, wherever you find yourself, try to push hard to become the better version of yourself. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for, okay, I'm managing this now. Let me just keep going, you know, to survive. Let me romanticize life. Anything life throws to me, let me just do it. No, aim for higher goal. Aim for something higher. And trust me, we'll all get there. Okay, we will. 100. That's why memes and minds were here. Okay, we always talk about, you know, things that we young people, what we face, and make sure that everybody's heard. Okay, and the only way you can be heard, anticipating. Always anticipate. Okay? Memes and Minds, we're on IG, on TikTok as well, at memes_minds_. Okay, that's our little community we're building, okay? And we'll get there. We will. Guys, without wasting for the time, yeah, whichever. Let's get right into memes of the week. Because you know in as much as we are talking our minds, we are ranting, we are healing, we are talking. Oh, we need a break. Reality is hard, honestly. Reality is hard. I'm sorry. Reality is hard. That's why memes is there. Memes just makes everything, it just makes you loosen up. It makes you feel like life is not that serious. I mean, it is serious, but it's not that serious, okay? That's why we've got memes, okay? So we've talked about name what you want for yourself. And now, let's laugh. I'm not making you laugh since I know, but let's laugh. Mm-hmm. memes of the week. What's memes of the week? These are memes that your host Esther has gathered throughout the week, laughed over it, and I've decided, let me share with my little community, okay? So our memes, let's talk about it, okay? First meme of the week. Someone said, it's salary week, but the salary week. In Pidgin, it's salary week, but the salary week. In the sense that, it's that time of the month where we get paid, but then the salary is weak. Oh my God. And then I saw another meme that I'm happy because it's that 10 minutes of the month where you get paid, and that 10 minutes just hit in my head. You know, when you just get paid, the happiness just lasts for like 2 minutes and then the money is gone. Not-in-law is gone, bills here and there. Before you know, your salary don't drop, the salary is weak, like weak dodo. God, please. Oh my days. Next meme, guys. Sorry, prayer. Next meme. I know that the forgotten password button hates to see me coming. I'll explain. Forgotten password. When I know of how many passwords I've created in this life. Oh my days. Oh my God. I know of how many passwords. Thank God for iCloud password keychain, I think so. What's it called? Where Apple stores your password. Even sometimes I said the password is not even there safe. Bro, I know of how many passwords I've created. And when they ask me, put in your password, I'm like, I don't know. And then every time I go for that forgotten password, when you have that forgotten password, life is just easy for you. Just do your forgotten password and then your password is back. This way. Next meme. Someone said life advice. Moisturize your lip, even if it's with stew. I saw this post and I'm like, what do you mean with stew? No, I feel like this person was actually pissed. Like, come on. Even if it's with stew. Oh my days. I remember in Nigeria when we have like the Harmattan season where like your body's so white. Oh my days. Oh my. Back then. Oh my. I be rubbing Vaseline like. Oh my days. Like. Vaseline. Oh my. God bless Vaseline. Nah, my favorite. Immediately I finished all of this Vaseline. And you know the worst part is that it's always cold. And you've got to shower with cold water. Oh my days. And during that season, because obviously it's your body are kind of like it just gets dry and then a bit white. Your lip is white too. Use stew rub. Use granite oil. Rub. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next meme. Someone said, things you can do before I'm a piano song starts. Apply for uni, graduate from uni, get employed, get fired, get married, give birth. Let your children give birth to grandchildren. See your great-great-great-grandchildren. Jesus Christ. I'm a piano intro takes forever. Like, come on. You say I'm a piano song for like, it lasts for 6 minutes. But in that first 4 minutes, you'll be hearing, I don't want to hear strings, man. I don't want to hear. Get the music started. Like, and you know what's so annoying is that the best part of my piano is always at the last part. At the last part, literally. Literally, oh my days. Anyways, I'm a piano artist. Please try to cut that intro part. I understand that is the best part for you, but with the listeners, it's not. Okay. Now, next meme. Someone asked a question. Savior asked a question. What's a simple fashion rule that most people don't know? And Ara replied and says, dress for your body. What's the simple fashion rule that most people don't know? Dress for your body. This one, I saw this one, I was like, true, 100%. Especially girls. Girlies out there, dress based on your body type. Don't dress because you see a beautiful dress. Don't dress because you see a prayer outfit. Think about your body size. Think about your body stature. Okay? I was watching a video the other day on TikTok. And then someone was saying, you know, you not get flat tummy, you go they wear body con dress. And then if somebody say, tell you you have pot belly, you go they completely body shame you. See, if you know you don't have that figure, I'm going to be so honest with you, girlies. If you don't have that figure body, you know, if you wear a dress, it doesn't suit your body. Just settle for something that you know suits your body. Listen, every dress, in one way or the other, they have, the way you style it, it has this, they always have this elegance, they always have this, that particular style. Okay, so don't dress because someone else is doing it, I'm going to do it. Don't do a particular hairstyle because I'm seeing people doing it, then let me do it. Dress based on what suits you, based on what you know works for you. Okay? If you're the type that you like the bodycon dress, and you know you have the body, go for it. If you know you don't, do the one. There are maxi dresses out there, there are cute styles, cute outfits out there that are still going to bring out your personality. Okay? That's that for that. Now, next meme. Surely there is a better way of booking a doctor's appointment than everybody ringing at 8 a.m. at the same time. This meme was me today, guys. I was on the phone for over 30 minutes. I was calling my school. Over 30 minutes, I didn't get a response. And they kept telling me, please hold on. You are currently number 8. And he said that for like over 10 times. I was like, and it gets worse when you want to book like a doctor's appointment. You know what was so pissed, because it was literally just 10 a.m. I'm like, why is everyone ringing the school today? What's going on? What's happening? You know when it's worse when you're booking doctor's appointment, it just gets worse at that point. It just gets worse. Please hold on. You're number 8 on the line. Please hold. At some point, everyone told me you are above 10 on the line. I'm like, I'm sorry, why is everyone ringing school today? What's going on? What is happening? Oh my days. Huh? I'm like, your student just planned, say they want to call school today. What's going on? But anyways, next meme. Someone said, is there anything worse than a breakup? And David answered and said, buying biscuits where breeze don't enter. Where air don't enter, soggy biscuits. Oh my days. Breathe. Soggy biscuit. Nah. Back then when I used to eat biscuit back to back. Oh my days. Like those child biscuits, like pepper snack, fish. If you're Nigeria, you know pepper snack, fish biscuit, coconut biscuit, all those 5 naira biscuit that year. Oh my day, some of the memories, guys. Next meme. Someone says, August is almost over, September is next week. Time to pick out an Halloween costume and start your Christmas shopping. Happy New Year, everybody. Guys, announcement, I started officially shopping for Christmas. Because what do you mean?
You're telling me that September is next week, guys. September is literally in 4 days' time. Like, what? Like, what? Come on. In 4 days' time? Nah, this year been moving so fast. I'm officially shopping for Christmas. I don't even care at this point. I don't even care. I was telling someone the other day, I was like, happy Halloween to ye. And the person was like, it's just August 8th. I'm like, what's next week? September, obviously. So what do you mean? September, October. Halloween is literally in the corner. So what are you saying? This year is moving fast, and I'm not slowing down. I'm moving fast with it. I don't care. Anyways, guys, that's that for that. Guys, that's all for memes of the week. Memes of the week. If you want to hear more, or if you want to see more, not just me saying it, we post memes back to back. Not on back to back, but then we post memes back for back, back and back, whichever. We post meme at my Instagram page at memes_minds_. Definitely, we post meme that you can relate to. Okay, so if anyone you like, repost, share, like, comment, share your thoughts in the community. Okay, and then if you want to hear more of this show, tune in every Friday 7 p.m. Subscribe to this show on our app. Tune in 7 p.m. every Friday. Okay, we have just back to back. Clock that. Okay, all right, guys. So we have come to the end of today's episode on memes and minds, talking about know what you want for yourself. Guys, it's important that you create, you have a clear picture of what you're working towards. Have a goal, have a plan. Don't just walk because you're following the crowd. Okay? Always stay blessed. Amen. 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 Yeah, I think that's it, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Do well to have a lovely evening, a lovely weekend, a lovely week ahead. And I'll see you next Friday, 7 p.m. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Day then, it's Saturday, Sunday, what? your boy Guyamana with a bam bam chi with a big boy. You're listening to Radio Africa.
If I stumble, I know go crumble. I walk in the jungle.